Hi, welcome to another Berry's broadcast. I'm Andrew Thompson.
And I'm Marcus Blake.
Hi, Marcus. We've got a fair bit of planning news happened since we last did a broadcast. And first off, Toaster is apparently going to the dogs.
That's right. On Thursday night, South of Thames Council granted planning permission for the new dog track up at Toaster Racecourse. So we should be seeing about £1.25 million worth of investment. And they reckon this will create the premier dog track in the country. What do you think to that?
Well, that's just fantastic. It would save me going to Peterborough every week.
You'll be able to get your Trilbin sheepskin out and off you'll go.
Me and John Motson separated at birth. In terms of housing, though, there's going to be some a bit more movements on applications we've seen in Toaster and Brackley recently. First off, the Bell Balk development.
Yep. On Thursday, Redrow put in their had their planning application heard for reserve matters on the 82 houses up at Bell Balk, which was an application that went in outline in June 2010. And the good news is they got all the permission granted, so it's now reserved matters, they can now get going. So, again, some positive news for Toaster even. We'll get on to Brackley in just one moment. Good news for Toaster. And, yeah, I think you better bring me on to Brackley now.
I better had, since you're there already. So, Brackley, this is a new application, isn't it? This for a slightly larger scheme.
Yep, we've got the land on the south of Toyo Western Road. Again, at South of Thance on Thursday, 350 houses, outline permission. So, again, we're seeing a lot of redevelopment, a lot of activity in Brackley. So, hopefully, we'll start to see things rolling on there soon, because they're granting plenty of permissions for houses. And also, they're also promoting the land, and we've got hopefully some commercial going on next door to that site as well. Mm. So things really moving on there, Andrew.
Yeah, that's really sort of filling in the gap between the town and the ring road at the moment, isn't it?
It is. So it's taken a lot of time to get Brackley up and going, but say I think in the next 12 months we're really going to see some good stuff there.
Indeed. And a final point for us, we'd see the announcement this week of the new college at Silverstone Circuit coming in.
Yep, that's it. We've got, there's early talks now of negotiations for the new Silverstone University Technical College. 800 students coming hopefully to Silverstone. If they can negotiate it, it'd be quite a big investment up there. We're talking nearly £10 million worth of investment. And I really do believe this is an opportunity to bring skills to the area. And as you were saying earlier in the office this morning, hopefully we'll keep people around here as well. What do you think, Andrew?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, it's certainly going to bring people through. I mean, if they've got 800 students, they're going to have to live somewhere, which might do something for the local housing stock and rental market. But we have to see the plans. But I think the important thing is that Silverstone redevelopment is happening. It's the first stage. The planning was granted a little while ago. And it's heading on, and they've got a very short timescale to do it.
Well, this is it. I think they're talking about getting this up and running in a couple of years. So let's just fingers crossed for the negotiations, Andrew.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Marcus.
Thank you, Andrew. Bye-bye.